A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of the breaking point, and I like us for our meditations this morning to look at the book of Kings, first book of Kings, chapter 19. From verse 1 through to verse 4, I am reading from the New King James translation of the Bible. The Bible says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, 'So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.' And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, 'It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers.'" Would you like to quickly confess, "I am better than my fathers"? Would you like to say that again? "I am better than my fathers." Let's say it for the third time. "I am better than my father." Elijah, the prophet of the Most High God, got to his breaking point. Incidentally, he got to this breaking point after a major revival. God has brought about a major revival through this prophet Elijah. On Mount Carmel, Elijah had called down the fire of the Lord. The people who were oscillating between God and Baal now turned to God's side. They all shouted, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." The revival was orchestrated by God through this prophet Elijah. God brought about a major revival. The people turned to God when they saw the fire of God on the altar. Now, when the wicked Queen Jezebel heard of this feat of Elijah and what God had done, don't forget also that God had used this man to bring down the rain. There hadn't been rain for 3.5 years. God brought rain because Elijah prayed, and Elijah executed all the prophets of Baal. Now, by reason of the threat of this wicked woman, Jezebel, Elijah, the Bible says, ran for his life. He was tired of everything. He was tired of life. He got to his breaking point. Elijah broke down at this breaking point. Don't forget, the breaking point is the point a man gets to where he loses all strength and courage to win. He loses the strength to continue, the power to continue, to resist, or to persevere. He loses the power to hang on. So Elijah got to his breaking point. He lost the power. He lost the strength to press on. He lost the strength to continue. He lost the ability, the strength, and the courage to resist, to persevere, and to hang on. And so he wanted to die. Elijah became suicidal. He actually prayed for death. He asked God to take his life. And he made a very unfortunate statement, a confession, that "I am not better than my fathers." I want my listener to note that no matter what happens to you in life and in destiny, the counsel of God is that you be better than your fathers. And that's my prayer for you. You will be better than your fathers. You will be better than your place of upbringing and that your place of birth. Elijah got to his breaking point. Don't forget, he got to that breaking point after a major victory, which means it is possible for a man to get to a point of despair and despondency after a major spiritual revival, after a major spiritual feat. And that's why we must be careful and not allow the enemy to sneak in and cause us to be despaired of life and become suicidal like Elijah. Be careful after a victory. Every victory you won will expose you to a greater temptation of the devil. New level will give birth to new devils. This you must understand. If you succeed at this level, get ready to face challenges at the next level. Elijah got to his breaking point and he asked, I encourage my esteemed listener to guard your heart jealously. Guard your heart very well, because the devil is lurking about. He's looking for a venue to strike. After that major victory, after that major revival, get set for the devil that want to strike you and discourage you. All that the devil want to accomplish is to make you see God has not been faithful to his word, has not been true to his word. He wants to get you discouraged, completely discouraged, so that you can lose your confidence in God, in his ability to save you, in his ability to help you. Elijah got to his breaking point and he complained to God, "Take my life. You can't keep me. How could God not keep you, Brother Elijah, from a woman?" Don't forget, 450 prophets of Baal have been slaughtered by you through the revival that God brought Israel. Don't forget, you have called unto God and he has brought down rain from heaven. And do not forget, dear listener, what we shared on this program. When you are faced with a major challenge in your life, call to mind the victories of the past, the things that God has done in your life in the time past. Bring about the testimonies. Recall the testimonies of the faithfulness of God over your life and over your destiny. When you are able to recall the testimonies of the faithfulness of God, it will help you to keep going in the face of the adversity of this present hour. Don't get to that breaking point. Surround yourself with good friends, with good association, good great believers who will encourage you in the Lord, even when you are getting to your breaking point, even when it appears as if you cannot hold on anymore. The people of God around you, the fellowship of the brethren, will strengthen you and help you to get going. Therefore, no matter the challenge or challenges you are faced with at the present moment, no matter the issue or the issues of your life, no matter the troubles, you must understand and believe, like the psalmist, that you will yet see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Psalm 27, verse 13, the psalmist said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." The New International Version of that verse is, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Remain confident, dear brother, dear sister, that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Therefore, don't give up. Don't be despaired of life. Don't become suicidal like Elijah the prophet. Don't give up. You will yet see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Irrespective of the experiences of the now, never forget, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. Reckon, like Brother Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. May you see the glory of God in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, "I refuse to break down at the point of breakthrough in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray, "I refuse to break down at the point of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and so shall it be in Jesus' name." Lift up your voice and pray, "Any power or force that want to chase me or pursue me from my place of breakthrough, from my place of glory, from my place of business, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus." I pray, any power, any force that want to chase me, that want to pursue me from my place of breakthrough, that want to chase me from my place of glory, that want to chase me from my place of business, let them be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. I refused to be moved from my place of glory, from my place of breakthrough. Let the powers plotting to move me, let them be consumed by fire. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift your voice and make these declarative prayers. "I am better than my fathers. In the name of Jesus, what stopped my father will not stop me. What limited my father will not limit me. I am better than my fathers." Make that your confession. Say it loud, Lord. Let the heavens hear you. Let the devil in hell hear that you are better. What you say in the ears of God is what God will make happen for you. I am better than my fathers. In the name of Jesus, what limited my father will not limit me. What slowed my father down will not slow me down. I am better than my father. See, in the Boshia Tapalakanto Vide, Eparoto Sofriketia Bayala, Izuzu Pranigedelia Gosunte, I am better than my fathers. In the name of Jesus, I will not be stopped. I will not be slowed down. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and declare, I will go beyond the limits of my father's house. I will go beyond the limits of my background. In the name of Jesus, I will rise beyond the limits of my father's house. I will rise beyond the limits of my background. I will go far in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, I pray in the name that is above all names that you will not break down at the point of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I come against any power, any force that want to chase you out of your place of breakthrough, that want to chase you out of your place of glory, that want to chase you out of your place of business, that want to chase you out of the place where God has established you. Any such power, let them be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will establish you. Therefore, no force, no power will be able to move you. In the name of Jesus, I agree with you and I declare an agreement with you that you are better than your fathers. Therefore, whatever limited your father will not limit you. Whatever slowed your father down will not slow you down. You will go beyond the limit of your father's house. You will rise beyond the limit of your background. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning at the Light Cathedral for our Fresh Fire service. It's a special anointing service. You will end this year well. Join this morning, 8 a.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on all other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulodu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.